That was a Jill Stein tune, People, with the voice of Barbara Streisand, right here on our jukebox. And I have a very special guest on our jukebox line today. Gabby Epstein is one of Canada's leading stage and cabaret performers, often referred to as Canada's Barbara Streisand. She's getting ready for a series of shows in Port Hope at Capitol Theatre, beginning 31st of July, running until 11th of August. And it is my pleasure to welcome Gabby to our line. Hi.
Hello, how are you today?
Terrific. A gorgeous sunshine out there, and what a sunny program you have up ahead. Very intrigued by your own artistic journey, and I would love to hear how you first got bit by the Barbara Streisand bug.
Oh, well, you know, I'm born and raised here in Toronto, and so, of course, I grew up with a really supportive family who loved theater and music, and so I was going to the theater and listening to music from a very young age, and so, naturally, someone like Barbara Streisand was in that collection of people that I would listen to and movies that I watched and influenced by the theater that I loved. And, you know, I really, I was drawn to her voice. At that time, I'd been interested in singing myself. I sort of loved her comedic chops and all of that. And I really was fond of how unapologetically herself she was. And she sort of seemed so individual and unique, and it really, really appealed to me as a young person.
That's really, she does stand out in so many ways. There's no one like her, right? I mean, she's already one of the few entertainers to have an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and Golden Globe for Best Director also. Yentl comes to mind. But did you grow up in a musical home?
I did, very much so. My entire family, sort of parents, right, brother, aunts, uncles, cousins, everything, big sing-alongs at all of our family.
Oh, yeah. Those must be vibrant dinners. And now tell us about your show, Gabs Sings Babs. How did this come about? It's been around for a while. Your solo version premiered at the Toronto Jazz Festival. It's been around. Even Theatre Collingwood up here has programmed it all throughout Canada, it seems. When did you start this show?
It's been a really wonderful journey of this show. So I am the very first version that I debuted at the Toronto Jazz Festival was actually just a cabaret. It was just an idea that I had with a great title.
It's catchy, I gotta say.
It was, you know, I was very happy the day I came up with that title. But it was an exploration of just her music and her career and how I sort of related to that. And at that time, I had been working with my musical director, Mark Camilleri, and we had been rearranging some of her songs. And so we decided that it would be a good excuse to showcase some of that. But I really didn't go in very deep past surface level talking about sort of her songs and presenting them in sort of chronological order, really. Mm-hmm. And then during COVID, of course, it was a really reflective time. And it was a time that a lot of artists had to sort of work on something artistic that maybe we wouldn't have had time to work on before.
Right. Seek within.
Exactly. The show came back to me and I decided to sort of switch the narrative. And instead of focusing mostly on the Babs side of things, I decided to focus more on the Gabs side of things.
Interesting. So you found your own unique narrative in her work.
So the show explores sort of my story and how she affected me as an artist and a person and reclaiming my own identity using my arrangements of her songs.
Terrific. So you make the arrangements as well.
Yes, exactly. Mark Camilleri and I have collaborated on these arrangements and I have a studio album of the same name.
Terrific. Terrific. Can you walk us through what can we expect when we sit down in the audience? What's the first song that's going to resonate with us?
Oh, I'm going to take you back bookend the show, taking you back to when I saw her in concert for the first time in 2012. And so I start with As If We Never Said Goodbye. And sort of just I use this sort of concert and this idea of seeing her. And much like Funny Girl, a film that affected me greatly, I use that sort of as a memory piece to kind of go back a little bit.
Oh, iconic. I love that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I sing Secondhand Rose. I sing Don't Rain on My Parade. I sing The Way We Were. You know, it starts
off. Oh, the big hits.
The big hits. It starts off sort of in a sort of more theatrical setting about her, how she affected my career. And then in the second half of this show, I sort of have a little bit of an identity crisis, being told I was, you know, Canada's Barbara Streisand and wondering to myself, why can't I just be Canada's Gabby Epstein? You know, and so I actually go back to my childhood bedroom and I try and reclaim who I am and why and who I am sort of possibly outside of the Babs of it all.
Right, right. Well, isn't that interesting? An artist, I find this intriguing with so many artists that the marketing world always has to throw a label, right? Because, I mean,
that's
how you help with ticket sales and it helps get stories out there. But then the artist kind of has that identity crisis and says, wait a second, you know, I'm more than that. I'm not just a label. I'm so much more complicated than that.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, you found your way of expressing that and working through that with those three words, which are just fantastic. Gabs Sings Babs, with an emphasis on Gabs. Fantastic. Well, check it out. Capitol Theater, come to Port Hope for certainly a very, very moving journey using the power of Barbara Streisand's music. So check it out at Capitol Theater.
I hope so. Yeah, apparently some shows have already sold out already. So
bravo.
We're saying
bravo.
Get those tickets.
Well, we're going to sell out all the rest. How many shows are there in total? I see quite a few between the 31st of July and 11th of August.
Yeah, there are 10 shows in total.
10 shows in total. Got it. Perfect. And they're all evening shows.
All evening shows, and then Saturday matinees on the 3rd and the 10th. One Sunday matinee on the 11th, but all the other ones are 7:30 evening shows.
Perfect. Okay, capitaltheater.com. Capital, T-O-L, theater, T-R-E, the suffix there, capitaltheater.com in Port Hope. That's the best way to get your tickets. Thank you, Gabby. Thank you for joining us here on the Jukebox, sharing your story, your identity with us, and good luck together
Thank
with
you so
Mark.
Much.
Good luck on this show. Very, very moving. Original arrangements, an original story too. Very exciting there.
Thank you so much for having me.